Five gay couples are behind the lawsuit challenging Alaska's ban on same-sex marriage. The suit was filed Monday in federal court, and in this case, the political is especially personal. APRN's Alexandra Gutierrez has the story.
Courtney Lamb is in the early stages of planning her wedding.
I've asked people to be like, you know, bridesmaids, and I have my veil and my shoes.
She has ideas for a dress, too. For a location, she thinks Girdwood would be nice. And when it comes to the reception, Lamb wants it to be more fun than traditional.
You know, like, I want a cupcake tower, not like a big 8-tier cake. And
there's just one big wrinkle. Lamb doesn't know if the state will allow her to marry her fiancé by their wedding date. She and her partner, Stephanie Pearson, are one of five gay couples fighting an Alaska ban on same-sex marriage. Since the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the federal government must recognize gay marriages, judges all across the country have decided state-level bans are unconstitutional. On Wednesday, Idaho's ban was struck down. The same thing happened last week in Arkansas. Oklahoma, Virginia, Illinois, Michigan, and Texas have all seen similar decisions from federal courts this year. Lamb thinks there's a good shot that gay marriage could be legal in Alaska and even nationwide by next May.
We're, you know, planning our wedding, and if this goes through and it's legal by the time we have all of our plans finalized, then that's wonderful. And if not, then we will have a big party with our friends and still celebrate ourselves and our relationship.
Fellow plaintiffs Matthew Hamby and Christopher Sheldon are on the opposite side of the spectrum. They've already been married twice. The first time was in 2008 in Canada, where same-sex marriage has been legal for nearly a decade. Sheldon remembers it fondly.
We were married outdoors, and that time of year, it was raining a lot, so we took a lot of umbrellas with us.
They read their vows again this Christmas Eve, this time in Utah. A judge had ruled against the state's marriage ban that week, and the couple was already there visiting family. Hamby says they took advantage of the moment.
Of course, when you fill out the license, you have to state that that you're not married. And so, of course, I said, well, we are married. We've been married since 2006 in Canada. And she says, well, as long as you're marrying the same person, it's okay.
Sheldon says that's when they realized the possibility for Alaska.
I think that if we saw that, if Utah could see that change, that that Alaska's constitutional amendment was probably unconstitutional too before the United States Constitution, and it really did give us hope.
Hamby and Sheldon have been a couple for nearly a decade, and they've lived in Alaska for longer than that. Sheldon moved here in 1994. Hamby came up in 1997, right before the state's voters adopted the first gay marriage ban in the country.
I thought it was almost devastating. It seemed like I was moving to a place that was creating a second tier of status for gay people.
Yeah, you feel like, you know, do you even want to stay? But we love Alaska, and we don't really have any desire to be anywhere else, and yet we don't feel like we're protected. We don't feel like we have the same rights as other people. We don't feel like we can take care of each other properly.
It's more than just a social stigma, they say. For example, they wanted to get a specific title on their house for legal purposes, but they can't because their marriage is not recognized. Hamby says there's just a greater burden placed on them when dealing with state government.
Straight couples just have to check a box and put a name and social security number on there and say they're married.
Gay couples have to provide an affidavit and have a handful of legal documents like vehicle registrations and wills ready to go to prove they're together. Sheldon says if their legal challenge is successful, that would be a thing of the past. And he thinks having legal recognition matters for the gay community, especially its younger members.
For the security of our relationship, it's not that important. For our ability to take care of each other, it is important, but I think this is more important than us.
The state is expected to defend the marriage ban in court. Opinion in Alaska has recently been shifting toward gay marriage. According to a survey released by Public Policy Polling on Wednesday, 52% of Alaskans favor gay marriage, while 43% oppose it. Last year, the numbers were essentially flipped. In Juneau, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.